Okay. This is going to be a little harder.
No, no.
But it's not. No. It's not if you highlight your notes tonight, you go back and look at them, and you realize that I'm giving you everything you need during this lecture. You're going to need to listen and watch carefully today. Did you guys understand the difference between using the quadratic formula and completing the square? Do you understand the difference between solving and graphing? Do you understand that solving allows you to see the zeros, whereas graphing may let you see the zeros and the max or the min, right? And I'm using max or min to represent when you have a parabola that peaks, that top number is going to be called its maximum, and when the parabola valleys, its bottom number is going to be its minimum. Well, it's called its vertex, but if it's the lowest point, we're going to also call it a minimum, because it tells me that one little extra piece of information, not only that it is where it changes, but that it changes at the bottom and everything else goes up.
Are you saying they have two vertices?
No. I'm saying it could be a maximum if it opens down, or a minimum if it opens up.
Oh, I thought it's going to have
maximum and a minimum.
Not on these graphs. Yeah. You can have maxes and mins on different graphs. Absolutely. You can have cubics that'll have maxes and mins. No, but I'm sorry. If I misspoke, didn't mean to. What I'm trying to say is we're looking at maxes and mins, maximums and minimums. Okay, yes. This can be a little scary, but if you work really hard right now on staying awake, staying focused, and keeping track of which way you're going to go, this will be no problem. I want to ask you to really just think about, don't look for a standard method, but think if you can look at this word problem and see if you can figure out what we're looking for and how we might want to solve it. I have 80 feet of fence to make a garden, which will have one wall of my house as a border. Find the dimensions so that the area is a maximum. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to draw a picture and see if you can come up with what the answer is any way possible. Don't let me forget to turn this back on. Nope. Okay, did anyone come up with an answer? Did anyone come up with any ideas of what you should do here? Avril?
If you make like the one side.
No, no. Try something. Come on, Avril. Give me a shot. Something. Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. What do you mean for a system?
Like have the one side be x and the other side be y. And you know the area is xy and it's 2x is y equals
80. Oh, you're perfect right here.
But I don't have another equation.
That's, but you do, well, you do, believe it or not. Some people might actually just go, did anyone try numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, so you played around with numbers. Eric, did you say you tried numbers?
Yeah, I tried numbers.
Give me some XY values that you used.
For X, I think I used 20.
So that meant, is your picture like this?
Yeah.
So Y ends up being 40. What does that area end up being?
800.
Why is it two X's?
Because there's two X's, but only one Y?
Because the wall is three.
I take it back. The circle might not be the biggest. I have to work on it again. But let's look at just these rectangular fences. Okay. Anyone? Well, let's play with some numbers. What about if x was 10? What? How much would that leave you for y? What's the area of that one? You tried 25, and that would be 30, which is 750.
27.
You tried 27? You tried 27 by 26?
No, yeah, because 27.
It should be 26 by 27.
And that's the biggest number?
I think so.
27 times 26 equals 702. No, not the biggest. This is the biggest right here. That actually is the biggest. Yeah, but let's not be proud of ourselves for finding it by accident. Let's see if we can figure out. But you tried other numbers, right? If you're, 10, if you try 15, which means 30, which means 50 would be 80. That's still 750. Oh, look. Two numbers that are the same. 750. Let's see. 600. What if this was 1020? What if this was 30 for x? 60 means 20 for y. That would be 600 again. Oh. Do you know anywhere where we've seen where you put in different x values and you get the same y value, where we've seen that before? A parabola. So let's think about this. If I were to graph just the x value and the area, don't worry about what y is. If I were to just write down that question and hold on to it. If I were to just graph the x value and by the area, so the point would be 2,800, 10, 600, 30, 600, 25, 750, so that's somewhere in the middle, 27, 702. Look at the parabola I'm getting right there. And what am I asking you to find?
The maximum.
The maximum. Right there. I'm asking you to find the maximum. Now, April said, I'm trying to do a system.
Wait a minute. Is that with the y value?
No, that says x. What I said to you was I was going to graph x versus area. Trust me, x versus area. April said, I'm going to try to come up with a system, but she said, I didn't have a second equation. What bothers you? Where do you think you don't have a second equation? You don't have a second equation for the area, but look at this. Does everyone agree with me that that means y is equal to 80 minus 2x if I take this first equation right here? And does everyone agree with me then that means area could be instead written as x times 80 minus 2x? How come? I isolated y and I substituted in. Can you wait till I get through this and hold on to that question? Remember, I come back to those questions in a minute. Let me finish my ideas. So that means the area could be thought of as a negative 2x squared plus 80x. What did I just do there? Oh, say that again, Rachel. And if I complete the square, what am I going to find? What's that called that I can find? The vertex. So if I find the vertex, I'm going to find that maximum value. Now let's complete the square on this. That means area is equal to negative 2 times x squared minus 40x. What am I going to complete the square by adding? Half of 20, half of 40 is 20 squared, 400. But what did I really add? A negative 800. That means area is going to be equal to negative 2 times x minus 20 squared plus 800. Now, what is the vertex then? 20, 800. What variable is this here? The x value. What variable is this here? Area. Because it says area is equal to whatever this is going to be. And if I plug in 20 for x, I end up getting the area being 800. Now, people then are like, okay, I kind of think I get it, but how do you get y? How do I get my y value? What? Plug it into this first equation. If x equals 20, y equals 40. The dimensions are 20 by 40. Now, what we have done here is we have seen three things. We've come up with enough information for two equations with two unknowns. Just let me get through what I'm talking about, and then I'll go through. I'm going to go to Max's question, then Avi's question, then yours. I've come up with two equations. The equation set up involving, in this case, multiplication. Sometimes it'll be squaring. It will not be linear systems for these problems. And then I'm going to be asked either to, now we haven't gotten to solve yet, or to find x so that to maximize or minimize the situation. So if I'm asking you to find the maximum or minimum, what am I really asking you to find?
The vertex.
If I am asking you to find the maximum or the minimum, I am actually asking you to find the vertex. That is so important to understand. If I say solve, am I asking you to find the maximum or the minimum? No. What? When it crosses the axis, I'm asking you to find the zeros when I ask you to solve. Okay, Max, what was your question?
If you use a system that gets a parabola, with the problem that we just did with the fence, isn't a parabola round?
No, you're just taking the value.
Isn't a parabola round?
Yeah, it's rounded, right? So how do you get a rectangular fence with a parabola?
I'm not making a parabolic fence. I'm plotting the data. Have you ever done gravity experiments? Let's just think about this logically. If you throw a ball up in the air, you throw it up and catch it in your hand. What is the path? Straight up, straight down. No. What is the path of the ball? If I throw the ball up, it goes straight up, straight down. Is the ball making a shape of a parabola?
No.
No, it's not. No, it doesn't. If you graph time versus height, yes, you get a parabola. But the path of the chalk is up and down. I'm not asking you to make a parabolic fence. The data from the fence is parabolic. But not the fence itself. The fence isn't a parabola.
Oh, so the parabola plots the data.
Right, because I'm saying the parabola is put in the X, get out the area. Avi.
You know how you get 20 and 40 as the vertex?
No, you do not. You get 2800 as the vertex.
Right.
Because this is not based on X and Y, it's based on X and A. Right. Using variables carefully is very important
here. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay?
Don't you technically have three?
Yes, you do, but you're maximizing, so don't worry about that. You're going to maximize, which means you're going to have something. Of course, it's an unknown, but don't you know how to find the vertex?
Now, why is it, how is it they know to use the area instead of Y?
Because the information is about the area. It says maximize area. Right? Go back to the problem. Did I actually ask you to maximize Y? Or what did I ask you to maximize?
Area.
So then how do you know to use the area in X instead of the area in Y?
You could have done it the other way. If you'd done this with Y, you would have had to divide X by 2 so you get fractions. That's why I didn't go that way, but it would have worked. You would have solved that, and your Y value would have been 4,800. If you did the same problem based on Y, the vertex would have been 4,800.
So then isn't that like a different answer?
No, because Y would have come out to be 40. And if Y is 40, what would X come out to be?
20.
You would have still gotten the same XY values. You would just remember, when we did this, what did we solve for? We solved for X, right? We figured out the X value that gave you the maximum, right?
Yes.
X, right? So X means this is X, right? If you'd done the whole equation based on Y, what variable would have been here? Y. And you would have put it back in here to get what X was.
No, but if you've got the variable there, how can you know what it is when it's still there?
Because I am very careful with my letters. If you try this entire thing going the other direction, don't write this down, just watch for a second. If you solve this for X, that's what you really started to say to me at first. That would be 80 over 2 minus y over 2 is equal to x. You would have plugged that into the equation. Area is equal to 40 minus y over 2 times y, which means area would have been negative 1/2 y squared plus 40y, which when you completed the square and taking out the negative 1/2, y squared minus 40y, you would have had, 80y. 80y half of that is 40. 40 squared is 1600. But you really added a negative 800. So you would have had area equals negative 1 half times y minus 40 squared plus 800. You would have gotten the y value of what? 40. What did we figure out the y value was? 40. See what I'm pointing to right here? 40. And if you said y was equal to 40, go back to this equation. What's 40 over 2? And what's 40 minus 20? So you would have gotten the same point, 20, 40, by solving for the different variable. I'm just very careful with my variables. Let me get through a couple sample problems, because remember, this is the first time you're seeing this. Go ahead, Liz.
How do you know that 800 couldn't be, like, the y? Because I always thought that 800 would be area.
What does that capital letter represent? And it says area equals, right? Plug 20 in for here. 20 minus 20 is 0. Negative 2 times 0 is 0. So this says area then equals 800. Because I'm very, very careful with my variables. Very careful with my variables. Very careful with my variables. Guys, we haven't gotten there yet. We are getting way too bogged down. We got to get through some more sample problems. Go ahead. As I'm handing this out, Avril, what's your question? Do you know how to find a vertex? What's the vertex of that parabola right there?
You mean if it...
The one right here. What's the vertex of this parabola right there? 2080. What does 20 represent? X or A?
X.
Right. 20 represents X. And if you plug 20 in, you get 800 out for A. Start that around the back row. Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to really look very carefully at this. There should be enough back there.
Yeah, there's
okay. All right. So we've done that example. All right. Now, what I've done is I have put these on paper so that you can read them and not have to write. All right, if we're saying a max or min, we're looking for a vertex. If I'm saying solve, different problem, I'm asking you to do zeros. You know what, I'm actually going to turn this off so I have a little more room. Oh, extra, thank you. Okay, so let's look at the next problem. Do not go racing ahead, please. Please stay with me. Find two consecutive positive integers such that the sum of their squares is 113. Okay, Eric?
7 and 8.
Okay, Eric, let's go back though to the math, because I could make it up with a decimal and mess you up entirely, and there's another set of answers.
Okay.
Yeah, but what it's perfect that you came up with the answers, but I want to go through and figure out how to do it mathematically. Christy?
X plus one.
Okay, X and X plus one are my two integers. Consecutive integers. Everyone's okay on that, right? But what did I actually say about them? That the sum of their squares.
So X squared plus X plus 1 squared equals 116.
She knew X and X plus 1. We square them, we add them, we get 116, or 113. Do you guys know how to solve this problem? Do you have only one variable? Does it say anything about maximizing or minimizing?
No.
It just says, find this number. So you'll go through the work. You'll get 2x squared plus 2x plus 1 equals 113. That's 2x squared plus 2x minus 112 equals 0. That's 2 times x squared plus x minus... Oh yeah, I'm dividing the two earlier, but you still have to divide 112 by 2. What's it going to be?
56.
Okay, could you factor that for me, please? What? Don't you take out the GCF before you factor?
No, don't you just like
You can, but I just didn't. Yeah, you'll get the same answer, sure. Yeah. What is it, Avi?
X 2 times x plus 8 times x minus 7.
Okay. Now, these are my integers. And Christy said them at the very beginning, and I wrote them down because I want to keep track of what my integers are. If x is equal to 7, what's the next consecutive integer? If x is equal to negative 8, what is the next consecutive integer? No, x plus 1, negative 7. There are two sets of answers. Does it say positive? Excuse me, I didn't even read my problem. Sometimes I won't say that, though. Sometimes I won't say positive, I'll just say two integers. You have to go through all the work. You're right, I get to throw out that set of answers because it says positive integers. 1 point for the answer, 9 points for the equations and the solving. Yes, which is why you'll get a point for guessing. And you used cleverness. You figured out the answer. And that's what I want you to start by doing in this stuff, is see if you can come up with the answers. But we're going to learn to apply the mathematical methods. Now, let me go back and one last question. Did I ask you to maximize or minimize? Did you have enough information to solve that one equation? So this is a solve, so you're going to look for the zeros. There's a question back there. What was it? Liz? You could.
Okay.
You could do whatever works. Absolutely. You'll get the same answer. Let's look at this next the next one. The sum of two numbers is 30. Find the numbers if their product, 40. Find the numbers if their product is a maximum. All right. So since the word maximum is there, what are we going to be looking for? The vertex. Good. Okay. You're going to be able to set up two equations. Now, on this one, I didn't set up two equations. Technically, it's x equals the first number, y equals the second number, x squared plus y squared equals 113. I mean, you have two equations, two unknowns. We weren't looking at it that way. But how about this one? The sum of two numbers is 40. X plus y equals 40. Find the two numbers if their product is a maximum. What is my next equation going to be? Equals, and I don't know what it equals, so what do you want to call it? I was going to call it P for product.
Okay.
But you can call it whatever you want.
Could you add or subtract or something like that?
Could you eliminate?
Yeah.
No. You're not going to be able to eliminate because you're going to have powers that are too big. And if I'm saying maximize or minimize, that implies that what is the shape of the graph?
Parabola.
And that implies that if the shape is a parabola, that you're not going to be able to eliminate. It's not linear.
Okay.
You're going to be doing, yes, that's a great question. If it says minimize, you're going to do the exact same thing. It just implies that the graph is going to open up instead of opening down. Now, I've got my two equations. What am I going to do from here? Chrissy? So x equals 40 minus y, plug that into my other equation. So product is equal to y times 40 minus y, which means product is equal to negative y squared plus 40y. Now, am I going to set this equal to 0? No. What am I going to do now? Complete the square. Whenever it says max, min, find the vertex, you're going to have to complete the square. If it says solve, you may be able to factor. You may be able to use a quadratic formula. You may use completing the square to solve. But if it says maximize, you must complete the square. So if I complete the square, what am I going to do on the right-hand side?
Take a negative out.
So that's y squared minus 40y. And what am I going to add? 20 squared. Inside I'm going to add a 400, but I'm really subtracting a 400. How come Avi was so confident of subtracting that 400, James?
Negative outside.
Perfect. So that means the product is going to be equal to negative times y minus 20 quantity squared plus 400. So what is the vertex? 2400. What does 20 stand for? Y. What does 400 stand for? The product. If y is equal to 20, I asked you for both numbers, x, 20 and 20. Now, yes, in this case, the numbers are half. I can change one thing. I can say the product of the square, or the sum of the square of one with the cube of the other, and that changes everything. You have to read the equations very carefully to do these. For number 4, tell me the equation for number 4. Avi?
X squared plus x equals 72.
Everyone write that down. X squared plus x equals 72. Does it say maximize or minimize?
No.
Am I going to look for the vertex? What am I just going to do? Solve it. Bring the 72 over, solve, and let it equal 0, blah, blah, blah. Number 5. The sum of two numbers is 12, so what's my first equation? X plus y equals 12. Find the numbers if the product of one and twice the other is a maximum. X product x times 2y equals, let's use p again for product. It says the product of one and twice the other. X times 2y.
So wouldn't that be just 2xy?
It would be 2xy. You're going to then, are you going to solve or are you going to look for a vertex?
Vertex.
That's the easy way to tell the difference. Look for the word. If it says solve, you're going to set it equal to 0 or complete. You know, you're going to use one of these methods. Complete the square. But we don't always complete the square with solving. A lot of times we use factoring or quadratic formula. Okay, tonight's homework. Is tonight's homework listed as one assignment or two? Can someone look it up for me?